It had a huge impact on myself, whether that be my confidence, being able to go to the shop with my family and feel safe, not having to look over my shoulder constantly. Michael actually got hold of my phone number and contacted me directly and threatened me, telling me I needed to take down my CCTV camera, which obviously was there for protection. It was almost like an obsession. He was obsessed with harassing us as a family. It's still hard to talk about it now because although he's been sentenced and although he's got the custodial sentence, which is what he deserves, the long-term effects of now having sort of fear instilled into you has massively affected our mental health as a family. It's sort of read about it in the news and things like that, like neighbours from hell, but you don't expect to experience it. And not on the level and the continuous level that it was, and sort of the violent threats and the persistence and everything that happened. And the acts that were carried out, having to watch your car being urinated up against, and continuous threats every single night. It was just relentless. So it's massively impacted us as a family. And although we've been moved now, we're still locking our front doors and we're still locking our windows and things. And hopefully with time, now that we have the restraining order as well for 5 years, that will hopefully just dissipate eventually.